Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Anytime anyone says, I don't hate you, let's go deeper with that. Because a lot of times, that's not really what they mean. So let's choose our words carefully.
You're speaking with a great deal of passion, Rob. Like it's.
Do you want to ask me a certain question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I just know what it's like to be not hated.
What was the last thing you said to me last night? Do you remember? What's that?
Little sidebar.
You said something about you.
May I approach the bench, please?
I don't like you.
That's what he said.
Oh no, that's so hurtful.
That is.
And then what happened this morning? We talked it out and we had a hug, right?
Mm-hmm. And then he punched me in the face.
I did no such thing.
See? Same old story. As old as time.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday. Very special Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are joined by a very special guest. I'm not sure I know him. He looks familiar to me. What's your name?
Michael.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Look at you sitting up as soon as we go on the air. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You're all perky and stuff like that. I can even move your mic back a little bit. How are you, buddy?
Good.
How's everything going? I gave him, by the way, he didn't ask. I extended the invitation. I said, you want to come in and start the show with me today, and I'll give you your own little bar stool to sit on, and you'll be here.
Mornings with Michael.
Yeah. That would sound like a regular occurrence. Probably not going to be the case, but that's
all right. That's right.
But this particular Monday morning is...
Curse you.
What was that?
Wow.
What was that for me?
Curse me? No, curse you.
Curse you?
Well, because he wanted a regular segment.
You know what they would say on Treasure Maps?
Into the microphone, please.
You know what they would say on Treasure Maps? The skulls, they would say curse. That's not even a word.
Curse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That would be a word for curse?
Yeah.
So where did you learn about that? One of your pirate video games? What's that? Into the microphone.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah,
you
best.
Love Tom and Jerry. Yeah. You know what his favorite cartoon is? Tell everybody what your favorite cartoon is, though.
Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry.
The classics.
Oh, that's
nice.
Great.
Isn't that awesome?
I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
And we both discovered we might have our favorite Looney Tunes character, who's not one of the big three or four, but our favorite. Do you remember the one we watched where we laughed out loud?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew to me.
A female skunk.
It is Z. I forgot how much I enjoyed Pepe Le Pew.
And guess what? They were on a cruise ship, and guess what? There was one skunk on the cruise ship. And guess what? They all jumped out the cat who looked like a skunk. And guess what? When they jumped in the water, guess what? It spilled. Le Pew.
That's right. Invariably, Michael, isn't it weird how there's always a cat that crawls under a fence that's just been painted, and it gets a stripe. And then it's an aha, you must be a skunk. And it's a very limited plot line, but one that works.
I love the cat trying to get out.
The cat trying to get away is simply
so great.
The greatest animation in animation. Yep. I think it's fantastic. Where the cat's always just doing this, and it's like, hello, mon chéri. How are you? It is nice. It
Michael,
is so nice
this is so great.
You.
I actually have a picture at my desk of all the voices that Mel Blanc did for Looney Tunes. I can run down a list of, looks like there's about 8 cartoon characters. Can I get your opinions of them if I give you their names?
Oh, this is fun. Yeah, because he watches all of them, right?
Okay, so let's start with the big, I would call them the big three. What about Bugs Bunny?
Are you a fan or not? You can just say, yes, I like him, or
yeah.
I don't.
I'm a fan of him.
Okay, he likes
Bugs
Bunny.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I know that.
And a guy who is oftentimes an adversary of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
You like Daffy?
He's stupid.
Yeah. Bad temper on that duck. Porky Pig.
Blah, 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 blah.
Are you doing a little Porky Pig? I'll have a bidi, bidi.
Blue Christmas. Witty, witty, without you.
Standing next to Porky in the picture.
Did you know the Grand Canyon was 2 inches long?
I never heard this one. I didn't even know this
one. And guess what? Bugs Bunny said in Daffy Duck, maybe there's some earplugs in the gift shop.
I know. These are non sequiturs, but
good punchlines, though.
I'm rolling with it. Yeah.
Standing next to Porky is Pepe Le Pew. We already know we get a big thumbs up for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we go a little more obscure. What about Speedy Gonzalez? Are you familiar with his work?
A female skunk.
A female. Mr. Speewax talking to you over there.
A female skunk.
He's trying to get your attention.
What about
Speedy
Gonzalez?
I'm
going to
point that out. Like when, yes. Do you know Speedy Gonzalez?
Who's that?
Yeah, he might not have seen this. Yeah.
He's the fastest mouse in all of Mexico. I'm sure you will cross his path soon.
Oh, I know him. Yeah, I know him. He sells pizza. He's
like no, that's another guy.
Right. Who's that mouse?
All right. Maybe we don't need to go through all of the characters.
I've never seen him in my life.
Okay, you said, but the one I was saving, I just got to know because he's my favorite, is Foghorn Leghorn. Do you know Foghorn Leghorn?
Son, I say, the big rooster.
Yeah.
Have you seen the big rooster?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. All right,
I say, son, put down those chickens.
Now, of all the voices you've been doing, you've been doing a few from the back of the car lately. You kind of do your like southern accent in the back of the car. Is that the one that you've been doing a lot?
Hello. That would blast them.
Then we'll blast him.
Hey.
Yes.
You know who I also like? I forgot his name. Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Then we blast him.
Yeah. All right. So can you tell everybody what you did this weekend? On Saturday, what did we do? We went out to
baseball practice.
Whoa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Social distancing baseball play. Well, it was a smattering of people, but it was great to get outside. And
I wanted to be the pitcher.
But the pitcher is the coach.
Good man.
So that's hard to
right.
do, isn't it?
Mm.
Did you get a hit?
Yeah.
Did you get two hits?
Yeah.
Did you field the ball?
Yeah.
Did you throw the ball?
Yes.
Do you like baseball?
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
Did you have a good time when you first got there?
Yeah. No, I actually didn't. I was sad.
Why do you think you were sad? Don't tell him. Okay, we won't tell
him.
Can
I ask a question?
Yes, go right ahead.
Michael, first of all, seeing you grow up this fast with all this this talent at 6 years old makes me so proud as your godfather. Please continue to develop that.
Yes, a compliment. What do we say after a compliment?
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My other question is this. Do you love baseball as much as you love golf?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Really?
He might love baseball more than golf.
Really?
He might love baseball. Yeah. He really, but he wasn't sure about it because it had been a long time in the house, right? Time in the house.
Which do you like better, Michael, golf or Yosemite Sam?
Yosemite Sam, okay. That makes me so sad.
But you know what? Here's something. This will be fun for both of you. The next time you see a Yosemite Sam cartoon, focus on how small his feet are.
I have an idea. Oh, first of all, would you like to tell everybody the new family member that's arriving Friday?
I just told you.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no, he didn't say
that. That was before the show.
Yes, I did.
On air and off air. This is on air now.
Yeah, this is on air now.
So yeah, he's on air now.
So tell everybody
Papa
in the audience.
Didn't forget. You got to tell the audience.
Yeah, that's reset. Right.
Look up so they can see your nice little face. What family member is arriving Friday?
Winslow Homer O'Mara, our new puppy.
Aww.
And you built a wall last night before you went to bed?
Yeah, but it just broke it.
Yeah, but why did you build a wall?
So he couldn't get over.
Yeah, speak into the microphone, please.
So he couldn't get over.
Okay. Over where?
Into my bedroom and pee.
Oh,
that's smart.
Oh, good man.
All
yeah.
right, so now we're going to turn the tables. Now it's your turn to ask everybody questions.
Oh, okay, great.
So who would you like to, you can ask everybody a question. Oscar one question, Rob one question, and me one question. What questions, who would you like to ask a question to first? You're full of questions.
Yeah.
You can ask, by the way, it doesn't have to be a question about that person. It could be any question that pops into your head to anybody, okay? Can you think of any questions? Or am I putting you on the spot?
I wanted to tell them something.
You go ahead. No, you're the host. Segment.
You drive, man.
You know how I have, there's regular Minecraft and there's something called City Minecraft. I got City Minecraft and I had enough coins from Minecraft and I got another game and it was this pirate game.
Mm.
And I had to climb all the way to the top of a mountain and there was a book saying that pirates didn't become rich.
Right.
Mm.
But you, brave sailor, climbed this mountain too.
Yeah.
And aww. Guess what?
And you couldn't find any treasure up there though, right?
No. Just two chests with a beacon.
Oh. And there are a lot, but it's pretty up there. And boy, his house in Minecraft, you have decorated so beautifully your house. That is really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any square pigs there?
Does Daddy get tired of hearing you talk about Minecraft?
Yes. Okay, happens to us too.
It's a fun game. It's a very fun game.
And I think it kind of exercises your inner government.
I love it. Have you watched any movies during this break at home?
Oh yeah, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
How did you like that?
I loved it.
Yeah, right.
Favorite part.
I watched Back to the Future 1, and I watched Back to the Future 2.
Did you watch Back to the Future 2 with mommy yesterday?
Yeah, the Western one.
Oh, well, that's
three,
two, right?
Yeah, three.
Three.
Oh, that's
three.
Three.
Yeah, with
that's
the train,
Back to the
right?
Future 3.
Great movie.
Did it have a train in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Mommy, had you watched?
Did you watch two?
And
have you watched two yet?
No.
No, he's only.
Wait,
watched
do you see what happens with Biff?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know Biff. Wait, I actually did watch Back to the Future 2. Biff, I know Biff. He was mean.
Yep.
He's that mean bully.
Yeah, he was a mean bully. Yeah.
Remember when he crashes into all the horse poo?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a great
and
scene.
Guess what? How much it was to repair it? Pay his car.
How much?
$1,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Man. And that was in the 50s. That was a lot of money back then.
A lot of money back then. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there anything else you'd like to say on the show, Whoa, before we let you go and go play? Why are you getting the mean face on?
Because he doesn't want to get off the air yet, Mike. Jeez.
No!
Okay. All right. Don't yell. Don't yell, please. Thank you, Oscar.
Michael, would it be okay? You know, your dad did ask you if you could share some questions. I would love if you could ask a couple questions.
Ask some questions.
Fun.
Go ahead. Your mind is full of questions.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sure.
If you were on the Titanic, would you jump in a life raft or would you rather jump in the water? Because men weren't allowed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Older men.
Who are you asking? Who?
Both of them.
Do you know their names?
Rob and Oscar.
Right. Okay.
Oscar and Rob.
Why don't you ask one of them?
Rob.
Oh, yeah. Oscar raised his hand and now he's asking Rob. Yeah.
Well, here's something I'd like to say before I answer. Keep in mind that the sinking of the Titanic was actually a tremendous lucky break for the lobsters in the kitchen. Think about that. But I would absolutely.
Where did that old joke come from? Did that old joke come from?
It jumped
from?
To the front of my mind because of Titanic.
Where were you? Certainly
can I just
not,
ask my question?
No, hold on a second. I want to hear Rob. Rob, that had to come from somewhere. That had to come
I read
from
it
somewhere.
On some. I read it online, and it's just it's something.
Reader's Digest? Or
probably,
like
Humor in Uniform, right. Mike. One of the great.
Right.
Life
now,
in these United
question?
States.
Why?
I have an
on
answer.
On the Titanic, why would they lock people at the bottom?
You mean like the people that were down below and they shut
steerage.
The doors?
No, the people who were on the Titanic going on the trip. Why would they shut the gates?
Michael, I'd like to answer your first question, if you don't mind.
Oscar, please. Yes. I defer to Oscar.
I would push Mr. Rob into the water and then float on him.
Yeah. See,
wait,
here's something you need to understand.
It's freezing cold.
Yes, but Uncle Rob has a tremendous thermal layer.
That means
that also makes
blubber.
him quite buoyant. Captain looking, and saying,
so
why
the second
he have
question
no
he had, I'd like to hear the answer for these guys. The second question, why did they lock people below? Why did they shut the gates for the people?
Income inequality.
That's true.
Yeah.
And
income
also,
inequality. That's what
does that
means. That means the people above the lower decks had more money, And they didn't care about the people who didn't have that much money. They were mean to people.
And also, you have to think about
it. The captain was nice.
The captain was nice. He went down with the ship.
Yeah. But there was stupidity at play, too, because they thought they had built literally an unsinkable ship. And because the notion was in their mind that the ship was indestructible, they didn't have adequate lifeboats. They just didn't have it. And
they had 20. They just had 20.
Yeah. They were faced with a situation where they could not save all the people.
And
it's bad all the way around.
And
man.
The women were sturdier back then.
That's right.
I don't know what he's saying. I think he's trying to be silly. Sturdier. What do you think the women being sturdier means?
I don't know.
Why don't you guess? What do you think it means?
I don't know.
What would be a sturdy woman?
I don't know.
Are you familiar with an actress by the name of Kathy Bates?
Okay. All right.
She was in Titanic. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Sturdy woman.
Do you have any other questions besides Titanic?
Where's the Hope Diamond? That's what I want to know.
I want to tell you.
Please wait. He's thinking.
Do cruise ships?
In the microphone, please.
Do cruise ships have more life rafts now?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They also have more coronavirus.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be on a cruise ship right now. Not good at all. I know there's one that you've wanted to go on for a long, long time. Which one did you want to go on before the whole coronavirus hit?
The Disney cruise, but I don't want to go on the water slide on it.
No,
why don't you
want to
go on the water slide on it?
Even though there's a tube.
Lean into the microphone.
Even though there's a tube so you don't fly out of it, but I don't want my pants to get stuck on it, so I'll be stuck in there forever.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I did that water slide.
I'm never going on a water slide again. Never.
That's not true.
Did you get stuck on a water slide?
No.
You'll go on a water slide.
You should.
Yeah. You won't?
Yeah. Why? Why won't you go on another water slide?
I don't want to die on one.
You wouldn't die on a water slide.
I would die on a water slide.
No, you wouldn't
slide.
Die.
No. It's very safe.
I would break my spine.
No, you wouldn't break your spine.
No, it's very safe. No, you wouldn't. Very safe.
You're being very funny.
I cracked my head open.
What an answer.
I don't think you cracked
your head. Who tells him these options?
Yeah.
No, he's just thinking a lot. He's very careful. You know, that's it. But he's brave, too.
So, again, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you can tell me something.
But can I tell you what I would want to go on?
What would you want to go on?
One water slide I would love to go on.
Okay, what is the water slide you would love to go on?
So there's this...
You know the microphone, please.
There's this little island, like it's a resort, and there's this, like, underwater pyramid that's a water slide, and you start through as a flat thing, and then you go into a tube, and there's water surrounding you, and there's sharks.
Oh, wow.
I know where that is. I know where that is.
I do not know.
Is that in Atlantis?
It's Atlantis.
Yeah, it's in Atlantis.
You know, your father's been there before.
You've been there before.
But I don't want to go on it. So if it breaks, I'd rather not get Aiden.
Okay. So you did, but now you don't.
All right, here's a question. If we can take water slides out of the equation, water slides are essentially a thrill ride. Where do you like roller coasters? Do you like rides like that?
I think roller coasters are very safe.
They are.
But roller coaster parks are for those with low IQ. Remember that.
What does that mean?
It's not smart. Oscar seems to be saying that theme parks are for people that are not smart, and he's giving an insult to Rob because Rob loves theme parks.
That's right.
And goes
only
to the smart same one
people,
every year.
Only smart people go to Legoland, Oscar.
Love Legoland.
Legoland. We had fun. What was your favorite part of Legoland?
Going on the roller coasters and getting to I loved how everything was Lego.
Oh yeah, even the bunk beds.
Before we let you go, would you like to tell everybody about last night when you didn't want to go to bed? You got mad at me, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you say what was the last thing you said to me last night? Do you remember? This will be funny. Don't worry about it. I'm not mad at you. What's that?
A little sidebar.
You said something. You said something about you.
May I approach the bench, please?
I don't like you.
That's what he said.
Oh no, that's so hurtful.
That is.
And then what happened this morning? We talked it out and we had a hug, right?
Mm-hmm. Because and then he punched me in the face.
I did no such thing.
See? Same old story, as old as time.
Don't worry. My parents used to do that when I was a kid.
Really, and when you're
a really
grown up.
I didn't do that.
He punched me in the face. Who says that?
What? Can you remember some of the nice things I say? Oh, what's he doing? Can you remember some of the nice things?
Hey, I'm riding a horse.
Oh, right.
Is that what we're calling it now?
What's that song you sing? Gonna take that to the...
Shut up.
What? Don't tell me to shut up. That's not nice. Not on the show.
Is it a Little Nas X? It's Little Nas X. I heard the tune.
What is it?
I'm gonna take my horse.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Old Town Road, yeah.
I can't sing it anymore. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Uncle Rob's pulling it up right now.
He's got it.
I like that you sing too.
Can you turn it up a little because I can't hear them now?
They're gonna hear. Yeah. That Rob's off mic. That's why.
Mike, he's a natural. Michael's world. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Let's start the podcast this summer. You ready to work, son? There you go.
This is one of the best Billy Ray Cyrus rap records. Very close to the top.
This is your favorite Billy Ray Cyrus rap record?
Yeah, it's way.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse.
There you go, Michael.
Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match.
Are you done with this?
Riding on a horse.
You like it?
I like it, but I don't like singing.
Oh, it's okay. Okay. It's okay.
Right, I'm terrible at singing. I'm terrible at dancing.
You're not terrible.
I don't think you're terrible.
Who says that? You're probably great at singing, great at dancing.
Like I'm talking, but instead you have a sweeter voice. You pitch it up a little.
Okay. All right. He's six years old. He's got a good brain.
That's awesome.
All right, buddy. Well, then guess what? The segment is over. Is there anything you'd like to say? As we send you back out into the world of playing with Mommy and Minecraft and... Oh, what are we doing tomorrow? We're going to the batting...
Batting cage.
Yes, we are. Mm. You're good. All right, would you like to say anything last to the guys? You did a really good job.
Goodbye, duties.
Great work.
You know, I love you.
Please help.
Did that really hurt or were
Second
you pretending?
Time. We do. Second time that really hurt.
Yeah? Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Hey, come here.
This is what hurts.
That part, yeah.
Yeah, it traps me right in there. Okay, good.
Hey, I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Aww.
See you later.
So sweet.
Have a wonderful day. You want to take that out? Can you carry that out? Can you make
it's
that? Here, let me see if I can squeeze in. Tuck the squeeze in with Daddy. All right, there you go. That's tough. We have a small studio.
Running around with a chair.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
Good. Let me get this back over where it should be.
Mike, he's growing up so fast.
It's crazy.
They grow up so fast, Oscar.
It's wild.
They really.
I love his definition of singing. It's like talking, but with a sweeter voice.
He must have like a great coach.
He does piano every week. That's his thing. You know, so that was our tender moment.
No,
I loved it.
There we
That's
go.
That's nice.
Why is
I have
he
no
so
funny
focused?
Line
He's got a comedy gene. He said you hit him in the morning, which is hilarious.
Yeah, that was punch in the nose is funny. Why is he so focused on Titanic? Has he watched the movie recently, or is it just-
he always talks about it? He's got his Titanic toy that he's had for a very, very long time, and right now it's military. You know, death, destruction, explosions, lifeboats, all that. And then,
if he gets the end of that rope, have him give me a call, and Uncle Rob can teach him all about the Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg, yeah. Were you fascinated by the Hindenburg when you were little?
I was, absolutely. And that's why I have the picture, the framed piece of it in my home at this very moment.
I always love it when we don't have anything to say. Rob really goes into full... when there's really a need to fill time, yes?
We're talking about the Hindenburg.
Yeah, Rob is... Come on over here. Here, right here.
You're talking about the Hindenburg?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Do you know about it?
Yeah, I watched the movie.
That's a great movie.
Right.
George C. Scott.
We watch all the kids' favorites.
The Hindenburg.
What was it?
It was the Hindenburg. You watched an old movie about the Hindenburg,
but
it wasn't really accurate.
Exactly.
I have one question. What country was it? Was it France? Was it German? Was it
German?
Yeah.
Oh boy, was it from Germany?
Yeah.
And what kind of people lived in Germany in the 1940s? What were they?
Terrible people.
And they were called
Nazis.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's right. There you go.
Words to live by.
Thank you.
You got that from the movie.
That's right. Anything else? You are adorable today. You know that? Did I mention that you are?
Isn't he sweet? He's the best.
He doesn't want to leave.
He's the best. He's killing. He knows what he's killing.
Right.
He knows he's doing a good job.
This is great.
I'm just into you today. That's why I kind of wanted you to come in on Monday. I needed you today.
Yeah, we look like we're stuck together.
Looks like you're my, looks like you're my marionette where I squeeze your neck and you go, yeah, yeah.
I would consider, honestly, Monday mornings with Michael.
Hey, Dad, I'll be a dummy.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Hey, Dad, draw some lines here and I'll be a dummy.
Oh, no, that would freak Daddy out.
Ventriloquist.
That would freak Daddy out.
I hate dummies.
I know, I do too. Most kids do. Because they're scary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very scary.
You know, he would look like a you would look like a ventriloquist if you did it.
Yeah.
You know.
He's so funny.
You know what I don't like about cats? And I don't want want a cat. You know why?
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Good judgment there.
They're lazy, they don't care, and they have these scary eyes.
That's true.
They're like this. They're straight. It's a straight line. They're a demon.
Like a demon.
Half demon.
I never thought I'd exploit my children, but I am. I love you, buddy. Bye. Oh, what a great kid. I'm sorry. He's just, I wanted to share a little bit of you. Why am I looking over here? My camera's totally screwed up right now. We can start the goddamn show. Oh, sorry, the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We had a little debate on the conference call with New York about you. We were wondering whether or not you would be good for on camera.
What'd you decide?
They decided that they like you and they would like to put you on camera.
Really?
I know, I was so surprised too.
Oh my God, this is the best news ever. Thank you so much. This is great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll take that smile as a yes, I'll do it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Oh
it's
my God.
A lot
God.
Of work. Can't wait to see what happens. It's going to be tough. Tough job.
About the work, most immediately, there's going to be some things that you're going to be able to get that other people in the office don't get. One of them, gym membership.
Hey, you want me to lose weight?
No, I don't want you to lose weight.
No, we can't legally ask you to do that.
We didn't say lose weight. I might say tighten.
Tight.
Tighter.
Just like toned and smaller.
Don't make everything smaller. I don't want to generalize that way. Tighter.
We don't want you to lose weight. We just want you to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, by eating less. We would just like it if you go home and step on a scale and write down how much you weigh and subtract it by like 20.
20.
And then weigh that much.
Ha ha ha, very funny. That's not how you get pink eye. You get it from poop particles making their way into your ocular cavities.
Hey, Ben.
Yo.
How's it going? I farted on Jason's pillows, a practical joke. He farted on Jonah's, thinking it was mine, and then eventually pink-eyed my pillow. Not proud of any of this, but I think we've all forgiven each other. But we can't go anywhere.
Well, you can get pink-eye from farting in a pillow?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you gotta be bare-assed.
Jesus, Martin got it bad. What, someone take a right in your eye?
No. No pink-eye for me. I'm just really high.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it can be heard in beautiful places like Lawrence, West Virginia, or Lawrence, West Virginia. It's L-O-R-E-N-T-Z. I would say Lorenz, but Rob informs me it's Lawrence.
I heard Lawrence, yes.
Lawrence. Lawrence, West Virginia. Kind of close. Starbuck, Washington. Is that where the whole thing started?
I do believe so, yeah.
Blue Earth, Minnesota. Clancy, Montana. Hello, Clancy.
Knew you'd like that
Clancy,
one.
Hey, Clancy, come out of there with your hands up. Clancy, Montana. Condom, France.
Yes. Mm.
Probably pronounced condom.
Ah, yeah. That's probably better.
But it's C-O-N-D-O-M. Condom,
it is.
France.
Condom.
And what's that last one? Tamooning?
Tamooning.
Tamooning, Guam.
Guam. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, Guam. Beautiful territory. of the United States. Our show today, it's sitting on the kitchen table right now. It arrived over the weekend. Our KiwiCo package
that
we are
going to
put together tonight. You might feel like your kid's summer break started way early if you've been stuck at home together. But now that vacation is actually here, learning doesn't have to stop for summer. KiwiCo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, KiwiCo, for sending the Kiwi crate. It's wonderful. You're going to love it because it's getting them away from the screens and things. I sound like Arnold. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. Super cool hands-on projects delivered every month. Boom. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. The quality is amazing, and you and your son or daughter will love them. The KiwiCo Kaleidoscope was a huge hit. We both loved putting that together, and we can't wait for this month's project. It is literally, he opened it up. He said, this is how it works. I let him open it up himself. He says, Dad, I think I might need your help on this. And there it is on the kitchen table. I have not even put my eyes on it yet. I'll be telling you about that the next time I tell you about KiwiCo. Plus, there are different crates for kids of all ages. So there's something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. So, how was everybody's weekend? Did you all enjoy yourselves?
Fantastic. Beautiful weather in D.C. Really crazy.
Yeah.
You know how we get like one good weekend a year?
Yeah. You know, okay, not so weekend?
Good? No, I mean, I was asking you, what were you saying, Robbie? You were talking about the weather, so I assume there was nothing that really happened.
No, he had a fantastic weekend with his friends.
I had a great weekend. We actually did our first Supper Club Phase 2 social distance meetup since all this went down.
Weird to see on Facebook because you're like, people do see each other.
Yeah, crazy. It was very odd. I was hesitant to do it.
I have to tell you, it seems to me down here where Florida's been one of the aggressive states that we have collectively as a population become desensitized to it to a certain extent. So when you talk about, hey, we're doing this for the first time, or my sister says some of the restaurants are now opening and giving, I realize that all over the country there are different levels.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas we've been doing things here,
right?
And now they're saying that some of the cases are spiking, but the hospitalizations are not. So we keep an eye on that. That's why I supported online this weekend the young lady who was fired by the government down here, who started her own. Just an amazingly giving individual. That's a lot of work that goes into putting her own COVID dashboard down here in Florida, where the consensus is they're not being fast and honest with the honest statistics and data, which to me is, it's beyond criminal.
Seems completely
I've stopped heinous, trying to figure heinous. Out
yeah.
politicians that want to do things a certain way. But we've been doing this for so long now that I kind of take it. Hi, Linus.
Linus has to go out and make sticks.
Hello there.
I've actually
really, really taken it for granted. You guys, it's kind of a big deal when you have the family come back.
The first day of phase two for Northern Virginia. Friday is when it started. And Saturday, going into it, I had a little bit of a hesitancy about saying, should we really be doing this? I know the government says it's okay, but what we said all along, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, you got to kind of look out for yourself. Did you have people outside on your deck, or how did it work?
Well, the Chubbicks hosted it, and it was our traditional four-couple supper club, and we were spread
Hello,
out.
Hello, Mrs. Chubbick.
Hello, Mrs. Chubbick.
Hard to social distance around that fetching young thing.
Am I right? That's right. Yes, hands to right. yourself, ladies.
By the way, I've been doing this Chubbick humor for 20 years now. Hello, Mrs. Chubbick. Hello. Listen, you can social. How about instead of 6 feet, how about it's 2 feet, Mrs. Chubbick? So how many people were at the Chubbicks?
We had 8, which is well under the limit of 10. And then, you know, we were spread out sort of in a circular.
Under by 2?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
80% is a lot.
Yeah, that is quite a bit.
Was it outside?
It was outside. And we all brought our own snacks and drinks, so we didn't have to commingle our
food.
What
did you bring?
I thought we did great. I mean, like the Chubbicks had out some olives and fruit for themselves, and I know that there was some charcuterie for Doug and Haiti, and Carrie and I each brought an Uncrustable. I mean, really?
Yes, incredible, Alton. That is fantastic.
We're just, we're such trash. Because, I mean, it was back and forth. And I said, you know, we really should go.
You really bring an Uncrustable, did you?
Oh, I showed up with a pitcher of whiskey sours.
You brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
And two Uncrustables, yeah.
Yeah, pre-made.
Yeah, pre-made.
That had to be. Tell me that was shtick, though. You were doing that to be.
That's all we had, really. I had had a chicken breast earlier in the day. We're a little low on food right now. So we couldn't really put together anything really horribly classy. But it was a great night. And you know what?
What about the hooch?
The hooch? Well, we had whiskey sour. We did whiskey sours like we did bonus show.
I think if you make those spectacular whiskey sours, which I want to drink, and I haven't even tasted them. I just looked at them.
By the way,
you're fine with that.
None leftovers. It doesn't matter how big of a batch I make. Somehow there's none left. Yeah.
So it had to be amazingly liberating to just do that right before
it
we
was
shut
fantastic.
Down again.
It was fantastic.
Shut down again.
Well, right. It's coming. Although Virginia is flat right now. Yeah. We have Texas and Arizona and California is all spiking, right?
I don't think there'll be a shutdown again until November. Flu season.
I don't know. It's once again, we don't know. And you don't know how bad. Florida's had some, increases. They've got maps all over that show you that. And Florida had the highest one day total on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, it was Thursday, I think.
Just
and Governor Cuomo Governor Cuomo is starting to threaten again.
He's saying about shutting it back down.
Yeah.
So, you know, once again, but aren't we, no matter whether things are, whether there are more cases, there are also states that are declining.
Exactly.
So it's kind of nuts. But, in Florida, what we worry about is not getting enough information. But it didn't stop the Todd Moore tone-deaf flotilla.
I don't know the side TDF? Of Todd anymore.
What a balloon head he is.
I
really,
him.
What a total balloon head.
I saw the alarm and said, Todd Moore is live. And you get the little preview corner, and it's him on a boat. And I said, I can't even.
Tomo.
So you watched it?
Right?
Isn't that
what happened, Rob? Am I mischaracterizing it? Right? It was, wasn't it a bunch of boats that were doing a flotilla?
I just saw him in a boat and I said, I can't even do this. Oh, God. Poor
When he gets
poor
the COVID.
No, he had a couple, looked like he had a couple of women on his boat. And he had the flag. I don't know if he had a flag. He was showing people with flags. But it was just, it was interesting. I thought it was kind of interesting. Hey, different kinds
I think,
all over the world.
I think Key West.
Phase two said you could do a flotilla of stupidity,
Key West
right?
As a whole, it's a different place. I'm telling you.
I think he's right where he belongs.
I think he's
fine. He probably got out of here because he heard about it. I think maybe. I think he's definitely found some friends down there, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I haven't heard from him since basically he moved there.
It's easy. So.
You, Mike, really?
There's that. Yeah.
You always make That's friends sad. When you go to the flag pals. Store. You go to the flag store and you meet people and you say, hey, you want to go out
book
on the
him,
flotilla?
Book him on the show.
Yeah, I'd
book
love
him
to.
On. We have to get him on the show.
I'd love to. I'll reach out.
We really have to do that. So so your supper club was successful?
Yeah, and it was, you know, we'd all been on phone together. We've done the Zoom thing, but it is, you forget what it's like to sit down with a bunch of people and laugh. And we laughed and laughed. It was good. I was someone who was hesitant to go out and take that step. I'm really glad I did it because we did it wisely, but it was a lot of fun and great to see him.
This is how weird it is, Mike. I haven't, the last three months, I haven't hugged my mom.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that weird to think about? Where you're like,
you know what? I guess it's been since March since I've hugged Oscar's mom.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Rob. She's due for a tune-up. Go on over your time.
Well, I came in. I'm so glad we had Michael on the show because I came in a little down today. I put it at the top of my show page here. I think my wife has had it with me, based on my trouble behavior, which is weird.
I can't wait to hear about.
I'm not in control. I'm really not. I get way too upset when I lose.
It's a weird time like for everybody.
I've lost like nine in a row. I think the negative energy is the reason I lose. But also, I think she's
so
just
when you say troubled behavior, it's not like a symptom.
Bubble.
He's talking about
trouble.
The game.
Playing trouble starts it, but it's everything else. It's everything else. It's just like
it'll be like the fifth loss, and be like, and the car didn't smell that bad.
That's right.
Look,
but
it's that behavior. It's the behavior over the weekend. It's just I don't know what it is. She says it's me. I say it's her. By the way, it's not doom and gloom, so don't worry about that.
No. Good.
I don't think we're. I really don't. I don't think we're near any kind of really bad thing. Maybe. We'll take a break. I'll tell you all about it when I come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention, shoppers. Following CDC guidelines, please allow 6 feet between you and other shoppers. This means 2 shopping carts away from each other, or 2 golden retrievers standing nose to tail, or 1.5 times the size of the late actor, Hervé Villechaize. Please follow the arrows down each aisle, or Dirk will call the manager, and it will get ugly. Masks are recommended because breathing is optional. And I shouldn't have to tell you to wash your hands. They're disgusting, you filthy pig.
Screw all that crap. Shop the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get what you want through Walmart and Target and have it delivered to your door. It's great if you hate people, and it's social distancing at its best. And change your underwear this week for f***ing sakes.
That's a talented voiceover person right there. Who dat? Author.
I'm bringing up the name right now. It's a Jim Amato production.
Well, Jim's got a talented lady there. Find out and we'll give her credit. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Freshly. Life is complicated, especially now. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands the food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Right? Right. Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes, Rob.
You know what I did yesterday? What's that? Everybody in another room, and I had me steak peppercorn on Redskin mashed potatoes.
Oh, it's the best.
With sautéed green beans and carrots. Forget it. Too good. Too
Freshly
good.
Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. Just choose a plan that works for you, whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or for something from your personal home bistro. Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. I love that they take what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give it to you as many times as you want. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first 2 orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Shout out, Mike. Kaylee Harner. She's done work for us in the past.
What a fun promo that was.
Her voice and the Amato magic, it makes it work, huh?
Now, the combination of the bad eating that we did on Saturday, followed by the wonderful eating that we did on Sunday, and then 16 to 17 hours of fasting. There's a lot of nutritional stuff going on in the house that it's mini fasting. I call it that. If you like, for example, the last food we had was probably in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday.
Okay.
And then I will have a little something after the show is over today. And that's what you do. And it's a big chunk of time. And it brings your insulin levels down. I'm not a doctor. And I'm not going to give the hack stuff.
All right.
Sorry. That I've heard, because I don't want to share information that I'm not 100% versed in. It's just stuff that I'm doing. And I know that it tends to, in a very quick way, get me feeling like, I'm doing better. So,
like a rebound.
And Carla's doing the same thing. She's into it. We're gathering information on it right now. And you know what the problem is? I think you try something, you see what works, you wait a good long time. As soon as there are too many people that become experts just because they've lost a little weight. And right. I don't buy into that. I think you do your own thing.
Yeah, how about you lose some weight and keep it off, then you tell me about it.
I think that's it. In my case, maybe go the whole day.
Yeah.
If I lost half of what I had to lose, I'd come in here and probably say, hey, yeah, it does seem to be doing well for me. But that's where we are. When you, at least when it comes to Carla and me, when we eat badly, which we did on Saturday, because Saturday was the day with our used SUV that we took it all the way almost down to Marco Island, Florida, to get the stink out of it. And we drove all the... I'm talking about we drove almost an hour to this place. That's, you know, when they... Like, you can say you're in Naples, Florida, but you're really not.
No.
You might as well be, you know... So we drove to Cuba to get this car
North
detailed.
Bethesda.
It cost a gazillion dollars to get this car
right
detailed, and then we got down there Saturday morning, and it was not done properly. So we had to leave it overnight
and then
go back and pick it up after Michael's baseball practice on Sunday, And then in between on the weekend, there may have been a trouble game where I had a full-fledged meltdown because lost eight in a row. And we played best of seven. So that's two full foot rubs. Mm. And it's really become kind of a technicality that right. we just play the game and she gets a foot rub. And, you know, these little talons are 61-year-old talons.
Right, right.
And they are, you know, they're sore after I'm doing that. And I get fed up. And I think the reason I get mad when I lose the trouble is because I just don't want to give another 10-minute foot rub, and so what started during the coronavirus as kind of an innocent thing. I've never been a really good loser when it comes to trouble, but I've gotten worse. I've actually broken a game. I broke a game one time, and I replaced the game, and I might have broken that game too. I'm a toddler.
I'm like your laptop out of control.
Yeah. And I think Carla claims that it's worn her out, and she's down on me, and so
do you think introducing another game might help?
Well, that's more durable.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm addicted to it though. Like I'm addicted to gambling.
Yeah,
but I also feel the same way when I lose at gambling. That that's why you see like scratches on a slot machine where somebody's so possessed by the game that they want to physically hurt it.
You've got a chip.
This is not flattering to me.
No,
by the way, I know how unflattering this is. I realize what a monster I sound like right here.
You like the action, and you don't like to lose.
That's what I like. I like
the action. And you know what? And in these times of Corona-19, COVID-19, you are looking for action in the form of trouble. And
it works
if it's not a slot machine, it's a pop-o-matic bulb.
If I could find, I have to have that element of chance.
Yes.
I don't want strategy as much as, there is strategy. Carla
of
claims
course
I don't
is.
Know. I don't know how to run my plate when it comes to, doing the trouble. Yeah, it is
trouble is just
Oscar.
Like, Mike, it's just like chess.
No, it's
not. Carla.
I just automatically, when
let me see if she's home. Carla, are you here?
He loves the element of chance. And it was just so easy.
For a minute.
Just like his marriages.
What? Stop it.
Don't say that now. Not a good time
for
that.
Not now.
Feeling very insecure.
Play all the strategy of trouble, just like you're Garry Kasparov. You've got to play it smart.
Hi, Carla.
You want to just give your version of trouble, and you say that I'm behaving like a monster. By the way, I don't need any. Okay, here she comes. All right.
Hi, Carla.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, I heard. We heard.
I'm sorry. We got rid of that bar stool.
Sorry.
All right. Carla, thank you for kneeling down.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll do anything for you, Mike.
Wow.
I heard you talking in here.
Oh, you did. You've heard me?
Yeah.
So,
anything? It seems like you're insecure for some reason.
Mm.
About my behavior?
Well, no, just in
general.
About
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Why?
Because I think you hate me.
I don't hate you.
I really feel like you hate me.
Would you say you're more disappointed in him than hate him?
I'm definitely disappointed.
Yeah, good question, Austin.
Yeah. Yes.
Way to lead the witness.
I'm disappointed for two reasons.
Thanks, counselor.
One, his weight. Two, his trouble.
Like that I ate badly over the weekend?
Yeah, you say you're going to do stuff and you don't do it. So you talk and there's no action. That frustrates me.
Okay.
Trouble
mm-hmm.
frustrates me too.
Okay.
Because, you know, you could be better at losing.
Okay.
And you still owe me a foot rub, you know?
Oh, you're in the rears. That's tough, man. That is
you know
tough.
What? I've found that anytime anyone actually says...
Isn't she cute, though?
That's so sweet.
This is like my kid. I feel about her.
People have said that before.
I feel about Carla the way I feel about Michael. Even when you're sitting there completely throwing me under the bus, I still like... I guess I love you because it really
I love
just,
you too.
Yeah, you didn't act
and
like
there's
it
nothing,
this weekend.
And
you were a monster
no,
to me
you
this
were.
Weekend. You were a monster
you,
to me
I was
this
only,
weekend.
Hey, guys, I was only reacting to the way I was being treated.
Can I offer something about this brief conversation? Two things.
Yes.
First of all, don't ever say, I guess I love you, because that sort of softens it. And also, anytime anyone says, I don't hate you, let's go deeper with that, because a lot of times that's not really what they mean. So let's choose our words carefully.
You're speaking with a great deal of passion, Rob. Like it's.
Do you want to ask me a certain question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just know what it's like to be not hated for many years. by the same person at a consistent level.
I really don't know what to say to that, except I love you, Mike. Okay.
There you go.
I don't hate you. I love you. You get on my nerves, but that's okay. I'm over it. Okay. Today's a new day, and I'm looking forward to the week with you and all kind of fun stuff.
It's week to week, Carla. It's the only way you can take it. Yeah.
Hate and love are the same sides of a different coin, or different sides of the same coin is what I meant.
Say that again.
I was going to say hate and love are the different sides of the same coin. They both have a lot of passion with them, and they can walk hand in hand.
And by the way, Michael killed this morning.
He was wonderful.
He was fantastic.
I can't wait to listen.
Monday mornings with Michael. We love
it. That's right. All right, get out of here. Sponsored.
Bye.
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 Will you play Trouble with me again today?
If we have all the pieces.
Oh no.
I know what that means.
That's real.
That's real.
That reminds me.
Do you break it with your hands or do you throw it against
the wall? It's not breakable. It's the plastic. It's got that semi-hard plastic that's really difficult to destroy. If it snapped, I would have broken four of them by now.
Okay.
But the pieces fly over because when I lose, I just sort of fling the board. And I concede early when she's like got an insurmountable lead. Yes.
My father, also a man who has an occasional burst of temper, one time got so upset with his Media General cable box that he threw the remote across the living room into the wall, and it was one of the old remotes, had a lot of buttons, and it split open and all the buttons fell out like teeth. And so he picked everything up and put it in a plastic bag, Ziploc, all the buttons, all the guts, the battery, everything. I mean, it was like a maraca. And he took it to the Media General office and he handed it to the guy. He says, "I need a new remote." And the guy looked at him and my dad said, "I dropped it."
That's funny. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we will take a break and come back with more fun stuff right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android.
Married. Will it work for me?
Single.
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
I'm going to call my shot. Rob Ford, next person to get pregnant in our world.
Yeah, and we look,
and not his wife, Rob Ford, will be pregnant.
He owes us an appearance on the show. Yes. Book him for this week. I want him sitting down. I'd like him to come in.
I'll book him.
He's not allowed in. Oh, he can't get. Well, no. Oh, that's right.
We can zoom him in.
We'll get him on the phone.
Zoom.
See? Thank Governor DeSantis. Why not? What's going? Is there a problem? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's true. I've become them. I've been to a bar. It's like top of the list. What shouldn't you do? Go to a bar. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can.
Yes.
But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Mm. So anything you can do at the post office, you can do at stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right on your computer so you can stay hunkered down. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%.
Wow.
And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp, and that's a bingo. Stamps.com is the best, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe. My friends, Yes, I think that it's the way you perceive it in different areas.
Oh, Winslow.
No, it's Frankie. Frankie's going into phase three.
It's a busy, busy Monday.
Yeah. Lots of energy in the house.
You didn't tell us if your car got cleaned out or not. There was
yeah,
no
where we stand with it?
1 second, please.
Oh, no worries.
Frankie, shut the f*** up! Frankie!
I love when he calls him Frank.
I do too.
That's when you know he's really in trouble. Frank, yeah. I'm gonna get out of this chair and I'm gonna come get you.
What are you gonna do? Take their leg off? Great dog.
He's guarding the house, yeah. Doing his job.
He is not. Guarding the house means you do it when there's no one around. Yeah. You know what would happen? You could have Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, and Ed Gelms, that guy, walk in simultaneously when no one was here, and Frankie be like, can I lick your hand?
But almighty, that if dog. A plastic bag blows down the street, you're safe.
No. No, it's all about when people are in the house. That's when they're brave. That's when the little rat dogs, and I, all right, I'll let it go. I'm using everything on my show prep today because it's like psychotherapy.
Top of mind. Yeah. Sure.
Friday, we get the new one.
This Friday.
And I wish, and I really, 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 really wish that I could be a little less trepidatious about the idea that we are doing this.
Well, I mean, you've had dogs come in and you've had dogs come and go.
In the hallway. It doesn't matter. I'm doing nothing here. I'm getting doors. I'm getting doors on
this.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to get doors.
Yeah, get some doors.
But Mike, as long as I've known you, you've been a dog owner and I've known you a long time. Dogs in and out of your life. Why trepidation for this dog? This is a marvelous cute puppy.
This dog is... I've heard great things about the breed. A Boston Terrier. But I just... You know,
it's a racist
for
dog,
me,
right?
For me, it's me being me when it comes to this, and I think it sets the tone for everything right now. That you know, down here, there's a lot in flux. I just don't know what's going on, and to have the, for example, the way we have this house, it's not a big house, but it's open. And normally, if you have an older house where you have lots of rooms, you maybe put that dog in a certain area. I don't know where we're going to put the dog. And I'm just thinking in terms of urine and feces and noise, in particular noise. Mm-hmm. Like with that, you know, he's going to get trained as soon as he gets in there to go with a higher pitch. And it's just, you know, dog. And by the way, I came in, Frankie, who has walked twice, maybe three times a day. And in my little man shower area that I have here, my little broom closet that I shower in down here in this particular house, there's a little right on the grout. There's that little brown stain. Doesn't get anywhere. It's not water that causes that. Mm. It's a little chihuahua sneaking in and doing that right now.
Showing you what's what.
Yeah. So it's a pretty special little Monday for me today. I can't help myself.
That's brutal.
I do the very best I can, but I'm just having me a little Monday.
Has Winslow been crated at the breeder? Or is that going to all begin when it gets it open to a larger dog?
When the videos are posted by this woman.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. That too. Let's just absolutely. You know, don't turn that off. Let's just have it. You know, hey, Carla. Can you come here for a second?
Honey?
Love of my life?
Sweetest?
Because you've got a guest or somebody in the house. Yeah. And you can't just yell.
Carla, are you coming?
Yeah.
Okay. I do the show. If you could manage the sound in the background somehow, whatever it takes to get Frankie not to scream, to get loud. What's that? Okay, I know. Okay, that's fine. It's but that's good, right? That's a good thing, right? Okay, bye. All right. She's giving me a look. Like, yeah, I know. I suck. I'm terrible.
You don't, what? Mike. You're loved.
What? Did I suck?
Yeah.
Because I'm paranoid. Can't you tell I'm paranoid? I'm even I'll stop.
You know what? When someone's paranoid, the best thing to do is to tell them to stop being paranoid. That's what most doctors say.
Mike,
it's in all the books.
You've got two friends here that completely
going on
understand.
Here right now. Yeah. It's like...
We can't hear the conversations in the background.
Okay, good.
This is true.
I can.
Yeah, we do.
I'm
not
hearing every single sound.
We don't hear
there
single
are
sound.
Other people in the house, or are you just hearing them in your head?
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Because we're not getting it up here.
Yeah. You don't hear it.
So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to it. That's just, I have to be honest. I have to be honest because it's just a puppy and it's poop.
There work,
and pee,
but man, you know what? Puppies are great. Puppies are the best,
and it's great for Frankie to have a companion.
Well, isn't Frankie on his way out?
Frankie's long in the tooth, but it's not like a Great Dane. I think Great Danes live to be like 8 years old.
Oh, okay.
Frankie, I think, is 12. I think Frankie is 12, but I'm not
sure. We've been thinking about bringing in a backup QB in the near future because, you know, they don't last forever.
Oh, that's horrible. But, you know, with Frankie, the only way you can tell
see how the draft looks.
He's so little and he's lean, so he doesn't look like those older fat dogs. But when you look at Frankie's face, and he's got a little of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of looks like a meth mouth. Frankie has meth mouth on a dog.
He's a character, an older character actor.
Could you bring Frankie here? I want to show him Frankie's meth mouth.
I do want to see.
Yeah, because last time
I want to show the people Frankie's meth mouth. And then I
get so
I
sad
anymore.
When I think about. Look, I've lost dogs in the past, and it's tragic.
Right.
But you get so sad thinking about, like, man, I only got like 8 years left with Santos. So, like, start thinking about that.
Yeah,
it's brutal. But you got a lot. Santos practically a puppy.
I had the last checkup. I brought Linus in when I came home, and Carrie said, "How'd it go?" I said, "Well," and the doctor said, "You know, he's getting to be an older dog." And Carrie said, "That bastard." I said, "Well, he is getting to be an older dog."
All right,
he's like eight now, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you bring Frankie in and say you can hold him because he'll be more calm. Take him right up to the camera.
Oh, he's still beautiful.
Looks great.
Yeah, but if you see the meth mouth.
Is he missing any teeth?
You got to just kind of like put the mouth up like that. Yeah.
And then Frankie looked in the camera and said, "Sprang bright."
All he wants is veneers for Christmas.
That's all.
He's got a little. Oh, he's nervous.
Aww, big
why
yawn
you
coming
acting suspicious?
Way. Yeah.
Spring bright.
Spring bright.
I let you listen to Beyonce.
Mike,
right, I'm sorry.
This is the best time for dogs. COVID-19.
Absolutely.
Because there's actually an article in the paper. They just updated it that said all these people that are going back to work, their dogs are unfortunately becoming depressed. Their pets are.
They've become so used to having them at home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's more depressed, the dogs or me? All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Meth dog.
All right. Here we are. Florida in June. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with a segment.
Fantastic.
News. Got it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The UBS Evening News.
Here we go.
With Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelBerryShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelBerryShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Thanks, Howard. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook Stars. Stars, they're just like us. Actor Bobby Cannavale reads to the blind every other Monday. Motion picture director Jordan Peele has four beehives and raises his own honey.
True.
Or he raises his own bees and makes his own honey and sells his own honey. I don't know.
No, he gifts the honey, Mike.
And Queen Elizabeth celebrated her 94th birthday over the weekend with responsible social distancing. The traditional royal birthday parade was canceled. Prince Charles got his own personal ball pit. Prince Charles got his own personal ball pit.
That's for safety.
Like kids.
Yeah.
And the Queen made sure everyone who did a keg stand got their own nozzle. Plus, no male strippers. No male strippers were allowed to be within 6 feet of the Queen. Rule Britannia.
Great
See,
party.
Just like you. But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars. A super easy way to support TMOS. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star select show. I'm sorry. Click the star, select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click send. Boom. Instant gratification.
Easy.
Every star puts a penny in our pocket. I can't see. I got tears in my eyes. I'm laughing at that.
Ball pit.
Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. We appreciate it. Make sure you send, Ben. Make with the gift, Biff. Share, Jer. Now watch Her Highness blow those candles out. That cake is going to be moist for sure.
Gross.
News.
Ball pit.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, God. Ball pit. You know, when he does that, I just, all of a sudden, I play a video of Prince Charles in Chuck E. Cheese in a ball pit.
Oh, yeah.
And I start laughing. Remember back... When everyone was talking about an ancient Mayan prediction that the world would end on December 21st. Remember the Mayan calendar that. Said that?
Yeah.
In 2012. That's how long ago that was. Well, the world didn't end then. Clearly, we're here. But we may not have dodged the Mayan bullet yet. A scientist in Knoxville, Tennessee, named Paolo Tagalugan. Tagalugan sounds like an Irish name.
It's Clancy Tagalugan.
No, it's Paolo Tagalugan, who has now deleted his Twitter, redid the calculations, and he says that the real date of the Mayan apocalypse is this upcoming Sunday. Back when the Mayans made their prediction, he believes they were using the Julian calendar, which was the main calendar of the time. The world switched to the Gregorian calendar in 1582, and several days were lost. So, quote, following the Julian calendar, we are technically in 2012.
Ooh.
Okay. If that's right, the date that they believed was December 21st, 2012, is June 21st, 2020.
Man,
you know what's happening right now? 200 million women all across America are saying, oh, so we don't need to do anything for Father's Day.
Yeah, it's this Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, Father's Day will be the end of the world.
Sunday.
Yep. Sunday, Sunday.
The only thing missing from 2020 is the Mayan apocalypse. You buy into any of that?
Have you guys been to the Mayan temples in Mexico?
Never had the chance. No, never had the opportunity.
I'm not a very religious guy. So
Look, not for nothing. Overrated. I mean, they have a sun god. Kind of cool. Not worth a three-hour bus ride. And
so you don't think they're as smart as everybody says?
Yeah, I mean, look, they built one hell of a stack of stones. But
well, they did the City of Gold from the Nicolas Cage movie, right? That was great.
That's exciting.
I like that.
It's hard to believe now, but there was a time when we'd regularly discuss meaningless things online, like, do you think SpongeBob SquarePants is, you know, gay?
Sure.
Well, SpongeBob was trending for that reason again yesterday after Nickelodeon included him in a celebration of gay pride on social media. The caption said, celebrating pride with the LGBTQ+ community and their allies this month and every month. Nickelodeon didn't elaborate, so it's possible that SpongeBob was just included as an ally. But of all the allies that they could have picked, it would have been odd for them to select SpongeBob, whose sexuality has been debated since day one.
Oh, I say your move. I say your move, Bert and Ernie.
There you go. By the way, the late Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants, has always said, quote, we never intended SpongeBob and Patrick Starfish to be gay. I consider them almost asexual.
Yeah,
that's creator that said that. This is a nice little version. Is this part of the cartoon show? I don't watch it a lot. So.
Closing credits. I think what we really all want is the song SpongeBob Schwammkopf, which means him in German.
Alles klar, Kinder!
This is our favorite version.
Geht das nicht lauter?
Yeah, it's Rob's all-time favorite.
Oh, wer wohnt in der anderen das ganze tiefe Meer?
SpongeBob. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, very good.
Yeah, well.
Oscar, ABC has finally cast its first African-American bachelor after 24 seasons of mostly unsuccessful attempts at marrying desperate single people. The 25th season will star Matt James. He was actually cast on Claire Crawley's season of The Bachelorette, but production was shut down due to the pandemic. Matt is 28 and works in real estate. He was a football player at Wake Forest University and tried to make it on a couple of NFL teams. Didn't work out. Rachel Lindsay, the first black star of The Bachelorette, said it's another step in the right direction, but added, quote, "This announcement, without any further commitments regarding diversity, sweepingly brushes deeper issues under the rug until we see other action to address the systemic racism within the franchise. The casting news today is equivalent to the trend of posting a black box on your social media account without taking other steps to dismantle the systems of injustice." What say you?
Mike, you know I'm a fan of the program.
I know you like it.
I would be disingenuous to say that there aren't times where you're looking at who's getting the cut in the rose ceremony.
Right.
And you're always like, please let him keep at least one person of color within. But you shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be that way. And I root for that. But I shouldn't look at a TV show in 2020 and say, man, I hope he keeps a person of color. Because
it should be diverse enough. Where it's not a factor.
I don't have to think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Right? But if you're thinking about it, that means it's true. So what she says is true. I don't watch the show either. I don't watch that. I don't watch SpongeBob. Let's give you some quick hits on Corona right now. These are weird things that happen. Two 90-year-olds in Indianapolis who have been married for 67 years were reunited after a month when one of them had to quarantine with coronavirus. Fortunately, she beat it with only minor symptoms. It's the longest they've ever been apart. Isn't that sweet? And they both beat it. Aww. Well, one of them beat it. Yeah. New Zealand is one of the only countries that has managed to defeat coronavirus. I was reading a deep dive on this over the weekend. Mm. They were able to have a crowd of 20,000 people safely pack into a stadium on Saturday for a rugby match. They just handled it. It wasn't as bad in New Zealand. An elderly woman who lives in a nursing home in Marrero, Louisiana, who previously survived a heart valve replacement and a brain tumor, also just survived coronavirus. I think they're outliers in this.
Yeah, well, sure. A quick anecdote. The idea that there are certain countries that are getting a lot of credit, as they should, for insulating themselves from the COVID-19 and the spread. That being said, these countries, for the majority of them, are outliers, as Mike said, because not a lot of people were going to them anyways. They shut their borders. Right. They weren't like these huge financial hubs. So you didn't have a lot of travel from these hot zones to those countries. So they were able to turn that valve off without too much infection to start with.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you never know what's going to happen. Now, something a little more appropriate for us is that Moderna, that's the name of the pharmaceutical company, is going to enter the third and final stage of its coronavirus vaccine trials next month. The vaccine will be tested on 30,000 volunteers. I don't know the vaccine game. I'm not sure what is effective, what is not, but that has to be a relatively positive development. I get nervous when I read the stories about vaccines being rushed to trial and maybe some of the powers that be at these companies playing fast and loose with the truth.
Don't be nervous about it, because what they've done is that they've put such a fast lane. They've really fast-tracked this, because what they want to do is they want to make sure they have it ready to go once it's ready and proven safe. Oftentimes they prove it safe, then they start the manufacturing of it, and it puts them behind. So they're really rolling the dice. The vaccine, if it's no good, they're going to have a lot of useless vaccine. But if it chests out, they're going to be ready to go.
So just quick update. I talked to my brother yesterday about testing around the country. He said that there are two types of tests, and I should be clear about this, so I'm going to share this with everybody.
Okay.
There's a test to see if you actually have COVID-19, and then there's a different test that says if you have the COVID-19 antibodies.
Yes. Antibodies, right.
You could actually now in the D.C. area pay for, or I'm not sure how it works with insurance, to get an antibody test through at least one CVS in the District of Columbia. And then they have them in Virginia and Maryland. So if you think you might have been exposed and want to take that test, it is possible to do that now. Before, it was just testing if you were sick and you thought you were sick. But now you can actually see all of that come into forefront, which, by the way, in June, Mike, I didn't know it's late, but I'd rather have it in June than in August.
Yeah, and I've heard about a lot of people that think, you know, before this broke real wide around St. Patrick's Day, a lot of people theorized that they may have had strains of COVID as early as late December, early January, that was just thrown off as like a flu.
All I know is that back in the mid-80s on WAVA, we had a night jock out of California that was a porn star, and her name was The Antibody Show.
Yes.
Her name was Antibody. Antibody.
I remember.
Hey, how you doing? A village in Italy says that it's COVID-free, and it's trying to get a new residence by selling homes for $1. $1. It wants some new residents.
Wow. That's not a lot of money there.
The only catch? You got to renovate the home. Well, what if it's a pigsty?
Eh? What if you got time on your hands? Why not?
And now a little something-something. A New Jersey barber preparing to reopen his shop invented a shield designed to keep salon workers and their customers safe amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Edwin Ramirez's invention is a movable plexiglass shield with a cutout large enough for barbers to fit their hands and tools through while cutting or styling a customer's hair. On a related note, Florida has just lifted its restrictions on customers being allowed to French kiss their barbers after getting a haircut. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Governor.
Man, you did the sides really well. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. And audio vault coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I would walk 10 miles on my King's Things. And now, here's Larry. I never taste the sour in sweet and sour pork. Will Rogers didn't like me. From the knees down, no feeling. Hey, Lester Holt, I'm not buying what you're selling. Everything bagels disorient me. David Frost gives a great background. I found that you can buy anything online except love. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable! Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just having a lovely conversation with my wife.
So busy.
Very nice. This portion of the program, that was really nice. I mean it. Thank you, Carl. I love you. Did you hear Friday's show? Of course you did, because you're smart. Well, Friday had another great installment of TMOS Talking Heads. We talked loofahs and Manassas and all sorts of fun things. Want to get in on the fun? I know you do. Just need to send an electronic mail to your old buddy Rob. They call them emails nowadays.
How's that?
And you may ask yourself, well, how will it work, the electronic mail? It's easy. You join us on the show via Zoom. And for one shining moment, you can be one quarter by volume, not by weight, of America's most beloved podcast. Same as it ever was. Just send that email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact info. All of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. And you may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to seeing you. Now, get busy. Friday's closer than you think. I don't know what's going on with you today. I'm going to break down.
You got a lot going on.
No, that's not what I wanted to play. That's the news thing. Play that
now
one.
Now the vault's
Bob
open.
Spiewicz. Thank you.
All right, so you've probably seen on the news in Seattle, they're calling it the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which is a district that they've made free of police, supposed to be a police-free.
Oh, I drove into that today. Oh, my God.
No,
I guess I'm on Saturday.
No.
On Saturday
in
morning.
Seattle, you did?
No.
Seattle.
But the D.C. version, which is terrible, it is surreal. I wanted to mention this. I went to try.
They have one? They have a similar one in D.C.?
No, they have. Well, it's not the autonomous zone like in Seattle, but it's a green zone for the White House. That's what I like to call it. Because at every effing turn, making a left. And all I wanted to do was go to Half Street to get my car inspected. That's all I effing wanted to
I
do.
I love right? Half Street.
It is the worst. It's the armpit of D.C.
Well, the streets are so small.
Right next to the stadium. leave it to Mayor Barry to set up an inspection station for D.C. for those who live in D.C.
Right
next to where the stadium is.
One of one.
You can go nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to make it across the city. At every turn, big military vehicle blocking the street.
Sure.
Like, come on. Come the F on. And mind you,
not even necessary.
I'm okay
anymore.
With the protesters. That's fine.
Right.
But it's not like we got a big...
When you put the Humvee in the middle of the street,
yeah,
that's
you're
a
just like,
problematic.
All right. Kind of looks a little like threatening at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. There weren't any slippery ramps. Were there around there?
Mike, never fault a man for being careful when he walks.
That's it. By the way, if anybody wants to know, that's the way Rob and I walk down ramps, too.
That's the way I walk on a street.
Little baby.
It doesn't
little
even have to be an incline.
You know, I say to my wife today, of all the things, of all the crap, I was talking about our low level of celebrity and the stuff that we really choose not to look at. Right. I don't look at the deep dives online anymore, not nearly like I used to, because they will drive you insane. Mm-hmm.
They can,
of all the crap. And imagine the level of celebrity, the household name of being Donald Trump. And he sees something about people busting his balls about doing the old man shuffle step down that ramp, and it drives him.
That's what he cares about.
And that is what that he cares about that more than anything in the world.
It's, and if he doesn't tweet about it, and if he doesn't tweet about it, no one knows about it. That's the thing.
It was slippery. Anyway, no. And then he said it was
slippery. Momentum. It was a sunny day.
He said momentum.
What? It's just funny.
All right. Oh, God. So Fox News is covering the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, and they go to Reddit. Now, Reddit is not a great source for news. Right. And so they read a post on Reddit about what's going on out there, and this is what they say.
I didn't vote for Raz. I thought we were an autonomous collective, an anarcho-syndicalist commune at the least. We should take turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week. That's just part of that.
So Fox News runs that. What they have never done is watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of Purdington.
So easy with those dummies to slide that one through. I would have said it. I wouldn't have caught it until you went back. And then when you went back, you have to, by the way, the way you presented that, Rob, is perfect, because you have to go back and get the clip from Monty Python.
Of course,
where it's
yes.
not nearly as funny. I looked at that yesterday, and I was hoping you'd do that dive on it, because it, when you hear it from Monty Python, it's hysterical.
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
I don't play Bill Maher a lot, but I really like this from this weekend.
Protesters in England, get this, they wrote racist on the statue of Winston Churchill. Wow. Responded World War II. What do you hear about the other guy?
That's great. That's terrific.
All right. Fantastic. Also trending Friday into the weekend. People, ladies have been tricking their boyfriends going through the drive-thru at Starbucks, and they have something called the pink drink, but they make them order the pinkity drinkity, and then they tape it and put it on TikTok because it makes the guy look stupid.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. Josh, she set me up. Okay. The pink one. Okay. Dang it.
She set me up. Pinkity drinkity. Fantastic. That's the kind of stuff we need during the coronavirus. Oh, yeah. We
do. And last, Mike, I leave you with this because this affects you. A business that you love is nearly $1 billion in debt and needs $200 million to survive the pandemic.
Chuck E. Cheese, when you're hungry for God, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, be the last place you go.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine they're doing a lot of takeout, but I do know this. If they come back after the pandemic, three words, personal ball pit.
Yeah, absolutely. There it is again.
That's your there magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That really gave me pause for a second there. Poor Chuck the Rat, you know?
Yeah. Chucky the Rat.
Can't play the Pink Panther game anymore. That's a shame. Yeah, and so you want to talk about it. Well, Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Yeah.
Hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Oh, for years we've been talking about that.
Oh, my God. Put those tickets under a black light.
We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new show for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sportos and motorheads, geeks, sluts,
bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.